Okay.
Yes, Earl.
Okay, so the first two questions here, basically kind of they're getting to this huge machlokas rishonim that actually comes down mamash lahalacha, right?
Right.
And it's kind of a big question which comes out also from our Gemara. That when we talk about the fact that kind of angels don't understand Aramaic, right? Arami, yeah? Does that mean Dafka Arami they don't understand but they understand everything else? Or is it no, that basically really they don't understand anything except for Lashon HaKodesh? And obviously, you know, the implications in theory would be that if you're davening biyachid, yeah, can you daven in kind of stuff which is not Aramaic?
I assumed that it was specifically Aramaic.
I didn't.
I learned something. The Rosh explains why I think it.
Okay, so yeah, so we'll see.
I just plug that into the Gemara. But you see, when we come to something from our own, you know, pre-existing like ideas, we kind of see the Gemara like that.
We have to think about how the Gemara fits in. Yeah, but so if you start off number one, like the riff in Brachas, yeah.
Right.
Kind of quotes the Gemara Aval b'yachid lo. You can't say basically tefillahs in any lashon b'yachid. And on the Rabbeinu Yonah on that riff, right, says the following. He says, you can't say tefillahs in any lashon b'yachid.
It's going on b'shar lashon.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty straightforward.
Other lashonis, you can't say biyachid. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then says Rabbeinu Yonah, came at asikna to tefillah biyachid ena namremes ela belashon hakodesh. Yeah. We conclude, right, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to say it in lashon hakodesh. Right. So he actually though asks, says, well, in that case, so that which is what the riff seems to be saying, right? Teimal haminhag shenagu b'chola olam. Right, everyone asks this, all the Rishonim ask this, that this is a widespread minhag. We know that the women, Taka, they do actually say in other kinds of Lashon. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So Rabnei Safarat, yeah, the rabbis of France, yeah, wrote some Letes Tam, the minhag. Right, so they want to kind of, everyone's going to come along to try to kind of come up with some kind of justification for this minhag. But Omrim, Kasher Yachid Mispalel, right? Had Tefillah Shemispalelim Oso Sibur, right? When they're actually saying the same Tefillah as the Sibur is saying, albeit individually, right? But it's kind of the Sibudic Tefillah, yeah?
Right.
Kamot Sibur Dininam, though. Then they get the same din as a Sibur, which is a big cooler, right, I suppose, yeah? I don't know exactly parameters of
if
that.
If it's at the same time as the Sibur, then that we know that.
Right,
it sounds
right.
It sounds like
they're dubbing a Sibudic tefillah, then that's a big cooler, right? Yeah. Tzibur Einan Srichim Melitz, yeah? And we know because the Tzibur themselves, as we learned from our Gemara, they don't need a go-between, yeah? Hashem kind of, so to speak, happy to listen to Ed Tal Hashem. Hashem will listen directly to their tefillah. Malach Hasharis ein nizkakim ela belashon hakodesh. So anyway, what's clear here from the riff, the implication from the riff and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the way he explains it, yeah, mm-hmm. is that angels only speak Ivrit. Yeah, anything else, yeah, even though he says Arami here, everything else they don't speak, and then you have to kind of scramble to find out. You have to about scramble to find out why. Basically, women could daven in kind of their local language at home. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the Rosh, which is the famous Rosh that you pointed me to, yeah? Perek Beis, the beginning of Perek Beis of Brachas says differently. He says, this is the next one down. He says, Li nira, she'en kasha. It's that whole kasha about how you justify the minhag is not a problem. To davka lashon zekat l'mo Rabbi Yehuda, to lo yishal adam surachav. It's davka this lashon arami, that you're not allowed to ask your needs, right? Because Arami Dafka is something where the angels, you know, they're not going to pay any attention if you try to speak to them in Aramaic. Yeah? So the question is why? Rosh doesn't really explain. But the Ma'adne Yontif, right, who is a commentary on the Rosh, so I've just gone a kind of continuation here. Ma'adne Yontif Sham, he explains, Shamuvua Shazel Lashon Hu Karav Lashon HaKodesh. Because it's very similar, Aramaic is very similar, as we know, to Lashon HaKodesh. But Lami Yemuguna Be'enehem, why is it kind of, they look down on it, yeah? It's disgusting in their eyes, yeah? Yotam Mishal Hashonis, V'nir Ali, Shemizah Tam Ba'atzmo. That is the actual reason, yeah? V'chein hu kamo lashon, right? Shenishtabesh, right? Dome Ketzas, yeah? And it's basically, V'chuli, yeah? Shu kamo lashon shenishtabesh, yeah? It's basically like a kind of a mistaken, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. It's a mistaken lashon, yeah. I was thinking of should I use modern day examples, but I thought I'd get myself to trouble one way or another. So I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to talk about, you know, any other dialects or anything like that, yeah. But it's basically, you know, how annoying is it when someone speaks a language but in a wrong way, yeah? So basically, that's what's going on here, yeah. So Im Kain, right? Lashon Aravi, he says, Gam Kain Yeh Meguna Be'Einehem. And apparently, Arabic is also, you know, kind of, you know, a takeoff of I don't know, Ivrit or
Aramaic, I think.
It's Aramaic. It's Arabic. Related. Yeah, it's related. Anyway, these are all kind of sometimes right. The horrible word is bastard languages. Yeah, they're like right, you know. Right. Yeah, have you heard of that expression?
All languages are
bad. Nachon. Yeah, well, then you could say all languages. Yeah.
But
I guess some are more than others. Maybe some are more than others. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Right.
I hear. So, okay. So fine. So those are the two approaches. Yeah. Now, let's try to think about how it fits a bit more into our Gemara. Yeah. So, if you look at the Marashah here, so he says, Marashah says, and this is on our Gemara, L'divrei Arosh, Davka Nachat Lashon Arami. Right. So, now, according to the Rosh, it's very good. Yeah. Our Gemara started off on Bechol Lashon, and then we say, oh, what about Aramaic, yeah? So according to Rosh, yeah, it's Dafka Arami, yeah? The Vihushu Maguna Be'enei HaMalachim, yeah? Well, the Dibre HaCholkin, now what about the other Shita, yeah, that says it's any language? Why are we just picking on Arami, right, in our Gemara? That's what you'd have thought, right, just Arami, right? That's your question, yeah? So he says, De'ein Chiluk Be'en Lashon Targum L'Shar L'Shonus, yeah? Because Be'etzem, according to the other Shita, it's anything other than Lashon HaKodesh. So why pick on Arami, right? So Chloem did Nachat Aramish who Targum L'Revusa. It's better, yeah? It's an added chiddush here that they don't speak Aramaic, yeah? Afagav Shu Lashon Chashuv.
Yeah,
right?
it's
actually important language, right? Nitan Mesinai, right? And we know there's some words in Torah, Taka, written in... actually written in Arami, yeah? So maybe you would have thought Arami is a bit better, and therefore that's why, you know, the angels don't even kind of speak in Aramaic. Okay.
Which begs the question.
Yeah.
Why would the Torah put it in if it's a lashon?
Right. Yeah, why would it put it in if it's a lashon?
If it's a lashon Laguna, why would the Torah include it?
Right, well, you're turning on the Rosh, yeah?
Why would the Gemara be in a lashon?
Right.
Why the Rosh? Yeah. I mean, he was asking all these things in the Rosh, yeah? I mean, the truth is, it's just that it was the Lashon that was spoken. I mean, you know.
Because it's speaking about when Lobon, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking here about. Like, there's a difference between what humans do and what angels. Yeah, I mean, angels are a bit more, you know, they're a bit more kind of picky. But they're up in the Shmaim, and, you know, they don't like these kind of anything other than perfect. It's not good enough for them.
So but we're only talking about davening, but it's interesting how we learn that each mil of word or even letter that you utter of Torah, right, all the angels that you can create, but yet we're doing that through Lashon Aramaic and Gemara.
Yeah, I mean, that's a similar observation, right?
Right.
We're learning Torah, creating angels, and why is it in Arami?
We get schar for learning individually every letter that we say.
Right.
That's not like Rashi necessarily.
No. I mean, it's the same point, no? Because it turns out that according to the Rosh, which is Dafka Arami is Muguna, and then basically most of our learning is in, as you say, it's an Arami, and it's even in Torah, yeah. So it's all good. I hear the
point. Rav Moshe used to say, quite regularly, he used to say the difference between Torah and Tefillah, though, is Tefillah goes up to the Shemaim, and Torah comes down to the Aretz. So I suppose we don't need the angels.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Right. Hashem is sitting with you, learning.
In the same way, is prayer only something that I would want to actually receive mamash in this world? So it's like an Olam HaZedek type thing.
No, you're bringing Shemayim.
I understand. You're saying I want.
You're elevating this world.
You're bringing the Shemayim down.
Whereas, so you don't need the intermediary.
Whereas when you're learning Torah, you're actually building a opinion for yourself. Olam Hazeh. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm sorry. Just a different. The problem is the angels over here. It seems that's what we're saying. We cut out the middleman.
Yeah, but we're saying that but the idea is that the angels are a postman to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning they receive the tefillahs and distribute it to a Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Right.
So the whole idea is that if you don't say something in Loshon Kodesh in your tefillah,
right,
then it won't get to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Right. Correct.
And yet you're learning Torah. That's it.
So the other thing is more direct. Hashem sitting with you. You know, I mean that. I don't. It's not communicating right. Anyway. Bad. I mean, it's not. I'm not speaking to Hashem with you learning a Torah anyway. Yeah. It's
there's stories about people that are from Brussels with the Mala.
Ah,
so they difficult to learn.
Different, unless it was Gabriel.
No, the young Shalmi.
Okay, but yeah, Shalmi. Well, Shalmi is also in art school. Yeah. Okay.
Another one to consider is the Malachim came to Abraham. Mm. What language did they speak?
They're
supposedly Arabic, no?
Right, so you're speaking also how do they do that? Oh,
well, one was Gabriel.
One was definitely Gabriel.
But he was the interpreter.
He was the one who's speaking. Okay, very good. Now, let's try to think about, though, how do we fit into the Gemara, actually, continuation of the Gemara, right? We have two cases of the bus call, yeah? And actually, everyone can really ask on the Rosh on this, if you think about it, right? Because we've got the questions of the bus call and we've got the answers, yeah? And if you remember, like, the first answer is basically saying, well,
it has to be understood.
Yeah, it has to be understood that the job of the bus call is to kind of announce things. And then we say, or Gabriel is different. And, you know, but so the question is, well, according to the Rosh, yeah, the way you'd understand the Rosh on a simple level is, yeah, that the angels kind of poo-poo, they kind of look down on Arami, yeah? But it's not that they don't kind of, you know, they don't speak it, yeah? They just don't like it. It's Maguna, but enough, yeah?
Right. So, the Amis Kokin is good, though. The Rosh of Amis Kokin.
Amis Kokin is
that
good.
That fits in nicely.
Amis Kokin is good,
yeah. Bit, yeah, true.
Right, yeah. Very good, yeah, exactly. You hear that. So Amis Kokin means they're not going to, if you speak that horrible language, we're not going to pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah? But Be'etzim is, obviously, it sounds like they understand it, right. Yeah. So basically, what's the whole kasha on the bus call? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like obvious, right? That the bus call is, and we even say, you know, it's obviously there to make known to people. So obviously, why should it be a problem that's in Arami? Right. Yeah? And also, the second question is, when it talks about Gabriel, it makes, Gabriel's different. He understands Arami.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But well, he speaks about, I mean, they all bet some do. It's just, it's Maguna, like, you know, they don't like it. Mm-hmm. So how do you understand that? So actually, the Prach actually addresses this, yeah? So he brings the Rosh, yeah? This is number two, the second one down. He says, Mihu misham lo mashmahachi, yeah? In the Gemara, it doesn't imply like the Rosh, yeah? Dimkein my parachin, and he's asked these same questions. Bahide Kohen Gadol, yeah? So, hahi chiluk mvua shekevan shu lashmia af apishu maguna roi lashmia bakol shemivina hakol. He says it's like obvious, yeah. Right. Obviously, since the bus call to let people know. Obviously, even if it's maguna, you know, but you don't need to not. It's not really a question and answer. But od shnui basra, and the answer that it says mashinan Gabriel hava right mashim vadai hefech right dasa rosh. It implies differently to the rosh. So davka Gabriel makir aval shamalachim ainu makirim. Yeah, and in fact, if you look at carefully, the Tosfos Shantz, yeah, the Tosfos Shantz veers off. I've just got in brackets. It's my own note. Yeah, the Tosfos Shantz veers off the pshat, a bit similar to the Rosh for this reason. He says it's mashma, it's lo makirin and lo klal. That's the Rosh in the Tosfos Shantz, which I think is the same diyuk.
Right
from here.
Right.
Anyway, and then he carries on. Ika kedivrei Rosh, but the Prach says, yeah, Pri Chadash says that the main thing is like the Rosh, right? Lefi, right? Shalahavi maguna lo nisnu lev lahavi noso. So actually, he goes a step beyond. So he says, because it's Maguna, so never bother. It's like me with languages. Yeah, I'm all for languages. Can't learn languages, in which case, I never understand it. Yeah? Right? Something which is Maguna, you don't even bother to learn, and therefore you don't. So in Achanami, it starts off being Maguna, but ends up being, according to the Pri Chadash, that they didn't even understand it. Yeah?
Right.
Okay, but I saw another answer. Now, I saw this Sefer, right, called Tosfos Rosh, yeah, Velechet Rishonim. Yeah? So if this is actually the Tosfos Rosh himself, this is actually answering the question itself. Yeah, and this is Tosfos Rosh. I mean, it's like some kind of new thing that they found, whatever. But this is what it says. The next one down, it says, "Bahachi purusha, right? The kusha to makshi hachi imkein hechi yatsa bas kol b'lashon arami." below Dibra Balashna Kodesh, but Yasavu Shabbas called Midaberis La Atzma Ka Adama Hamis One. You hear that? That we held that a bus call is not really coming to announce things, yeah? The Havramina was, a bus call is like kind of like angels just like moaning to themselves, yeah? Or speaking to themselves, yeah? And it's just somehow it's kind of like, oh, well, I can hear like, angels speaking, yeah? So
that's the terrorists.
The terrorists know that they weren't speaking themselves, they're trying to make known, yeah? But the Havramina was, that they were just, it's like somehow kind of listening in to their own conversation.
That's what they said. They said, let people go and hear what's heard behind the heavenly curtain.
Yeah, that's
they bring this down that. Yeah, you go and you eavesdrop.
I don't know fully, I was trying to think that they fully answered the second question.
Yeah, the second question. That was
at least the first question, first question that answers. Yeah. Beseder. Now, I want to, we haven't got long, yeah? So maybe I'll skip, look at three in your own time, yeah? But it's the continuation of that Tosfos Rosh, which is quite interesting, yeah? How he explains it, the answers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from Rashi, like, Bekitzer, when we say the Lahashmiya, does it mean that it's an angel, it's a different kind of angel, yeah? In which case, how is it different to Gabriel, yeah? Right. Are there two angels that speak Aramaic? Or is it something else? So look at that in your own time if you want, yeah? Right. But the next one is, Yoav is not here, sorry. Sorry, Yav, but I don't know whether you can record this or whatever. But number 4 and 5 are basically from the Marasha, yeah? And number 5, just in terms of where we're going, answers Peretz's question, yeah?
Right.
Which everyone was very bothered by. But number 4 is also Gishmak, because it explains the whole Marasha, and these are the drawings that I've done, yeah?
Okay.
So basically, yeah? If you look at the Gemara, it says, V'kevan shenitlu ragli kohanim b'mayim, chazru ha'mayim la'achareihem. Right, so it starts off by saying something which I don't think we ever talked about. Everybody's explained, yeah. Mm-hmm. Once the Kohanim went in, then the waters went backwards, right? What's going on with that? We never talk about waters going backwards, yeah.
Right.
And then it says, and then it's happened. It sounds like then, kind of according to Rashi, it went upwards and made this thing. And it says, Gama Govan Shomayim. How high was it? And we say, well, it was 12 mil, right? And then we ask on that, right? Derecha Adam Kal or Mayim Kal, yeah. So who was it who asked on that? Reb Shimon. Rabbi Lazar ben Rum Shimon, yeah? So he said, and he asked on that, what's quicker, water or, water or a person? He said, well, if water is quicker, then it's kind of going to overflow. Yeah, so I envisioned basically kind of the Kohanim went in and then it just went up and then it went up 12 mil, yeah? And then it kind of, and it was kind of a race, Klal Yisrael going across and this going up and then it would kind of overflow, yeah? Because it would go faster, right? That 12 mil time it took to go up was faster than the 12 mil that Klal Yisrael would take to go across, and then it would kind of overflow and drown them.
I thought it was up the mill.
Well, I guess we'd get to the top, and somehow we know it only stopped at 12 mil, and then it would kind of overflow like a pipe, I guess. Anyway,
Jews,
though. So, this is Marasha. Marasha basically has a completely different pshat. That lachora seems to be like what Rashi said, yeah? Marasha has a completely different pshat. Maybe people will like it more.
Oh,
this is the drawings, So he says, because that's Kasha Lagirisaso, right, with the Purusho, Amai Ka'ama, according to the way that Rashi's Girsa is perish, why did it say Ka'ama to Chazru Amaim Lachareihem? What's going on with that?
And
it says it's going backwards, yeah? Ha'ikalame Mashapir, right, to Amdimim Komam, right? Milamala, right? So Lachora, according to Rashi, you should just stayed in the same place and then gone upwards, yeah? Right? Below Yardu Mina Kochanim, right? Ulamata, right? So, i.e., it would have just stayed there and not flown downwards, just stayed upstream, yeah? And then everyone goes across and that's fine. It doesn't need to go backwards, yeah? Go further up, yeah? Right? Ukabrusha, but Udkasha, right? The Prusho, Amailaka Amanami Hacha, Shahayu Nigdashim, right? Why doesn't it also use the lashon of kind of going upwards and kind of like is the lashon of nigdashim and doesn't say that, yeah?
Right.
The kol apachot yud beit mil. Why doesn't it say it was kind of rose and like in a at least 12 mil? It doesn't say that. But odd kasha, another kasha, came to ruhud nami begova milamata lamala, right? Halchu yud beit mil. Amaylo kakasha lerebelezer ben Shimon came to mind kalim. What is this whole kasha of always saying which is quicker, water or a person? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, the im came by my shofikim, and then he says, "Well, look, water's quicker, and therefore it will overflow." Yeah, listen to this observation. Right, the im of vadai hin kalim beholchim derech elucham. Yeah, fine, it's true. Water goes quicker where it's in its normal flow. Right, milamala lamata when it's going from up to down. Yeah, aval beholchim milamata lamala. But if you have water that's going supernaturally upwards, yeah, right, begova upwards, right, einam kalim. Maybe it's not quicker. Maybe if it's going upwards, maybe it goes as quick, the same speed as a person walks.
It's like a pakak.
Yeah, it's like having to flow upwards. Yeah. Well. So what? Why is he? Why is he asking? You know, well, what's quicker, water or a person? Yeah. Of course, water is quicker. That's like normal flowing water. That's not water that happens to be going upwards. Yeah.
Right.
So, so the Lule Peirush Rashi, Hayanira, Giras Asfarim, the Giras right, B'divrei Reb Yehuda, right, become a Rochvan. So he says he doesn't say how much is the height. How much is the breadth, the width, yeah? Wow. Right, the rochvan, yeah? That's a shalamayim. That some people have that gesa, right? Kenya gesa b'yalkut, right? I don't know what that is, the next one, some other gesa, some other sefer that has that gesa. For perish who, right, Rabbi Huda, kishenichvatu amayim, so this is the perish, this is how he explains it, yeah? So when the waters kind of were cut, yeah? Amdu b'makom hakrisa, they stood in the same place where they were cut, right? Canade, like a kind of like a bank, like a, you know, like a solid thing. Yeah, they stood there. Yeah.
Right.
So v'chazru kach le'ochreihem, and then they went backwards. So they kind of, if you look at the pictures here, which is my illustration. So number one, yeah, is that if you've got the numbers there, I might have got cut off. Yeah, that's kind of how it started off. And you've got the kohanim going in, and then obviously the rest of Klal Yisrael, and they've got the Aaron with them. I didn't draw that, but whatever. Yeah. And then you've got the rest of Klal Yisrael behind them. So they put their kind of ankles in, yeah? And then number two, yeah, it stops and it becomes like a ned, yeah? And then, right, it then kind of, and then the rest, obviously, it cuts off and the rest of the water carries on flowing down. So it kind of opens up this whole space, yeah? That's number two, yeah? And then, the waters, you see the arrows, the water then starts to kind of go backwards, yeah? And it goes backwards, if you see over here, number three, it goes backwards 12 mil, right? So it's kind of like a spring, if you want to think about it, yeah? It kind of goes backwards 12 mil, right?
Oh, and then interesting.
Klal Yisrael starts crossing, and it's like a race. Like, Klal Yisrael, and then it's go, yeah? And it starts flowing, yeah? And that's Klal Yisrael across.
Wow, what interesting.
Yeah, shot. Isn't that interesting shot, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's read that inside. So, Yisrael, yeah?
Right.
So that's his shot, yeah? And then, so it goes, Achweim Yud Beis Mil, Kenegin Machane Yisrael, right? And then it's like, stops after 12 and then go, and then it starts flowing backwards, yeah, to where it was before, and that's a normal flow, a natural flow, yeah. But you know, 12 mil while Klal Yisrael again costs 12 mil. And he says, afa pishain rala davar, zechel davar, and this is his proof, yeah, a zechel at least, yeah. Hayaden yisof le'achol, yeah, hayaden yisof le'achol, right. Okay, so so he went backwards, yeah. Because it chilu Yisrael leilech, gam amayim chazru leilech, mimakam chazrasam, and then it's like a spring, and as soon as Klal Yisrael started going, it went back to where in its normal place. Nimsa rochav hachasira, right, laachor haya yud beis mil. So we know that it went back, therefore yud beis mil. Nimsa acha sha'avu Klal Yisrael kerochav yud beis mil, halchu gam kein amayim mimakam chazrasam laachor ad mimakam shenichvatu, and then it went back that 12 mil until the place where it had been cut off. To have a number you'd base mil. For Hashtag Shapi Kama, right? Rabbi Elizabeth Shimon, the Rabbi Yehuda, right? Kevan Shamayim Kalim, Derchulucha Milamata the Mada, Hayeshafti Mosam. Since it's going to go faster than they cross, of course it's going to then go and drown them, yeah? Kedim Shavu Kulam, Shari Boa Maim Limkom Ha'avar Yisrael, Makom Shavu Kulam, Ahachi Kama. And therefore that's what he said. No, it must be that it actually kind of went. So the question is, the whole machlokes is, did it go upwards? Or did it go back upstream and then kind of become like a...
Right.
Anyway, so that's the whole machlokes. And then finish off number five, yeah? So this is Peretz's question, yeah? So the Marashah carries on. This is why it's hard to find Marashah unless you're prepared to work through it, because it's like literally this was a continuation of that piece, yeah? So the question was again, so it says that Ad Shiruah Sam Kol Malchei Mizrach, yeah? So the other opinion says, no, it went upwards and it kind of kept on going upwards, yeah, until it went very, very high, yeah? And then he says, and that because of that, like the whole world saw it, including like Malachi Mizrach Umarav, yeah, Shinema, right, and says the Pasuk. Now the problem is the Pasuk says by he kshmoa, right, which is a very, very difficult thing. We're trying to bring a proof that they saw it, and it says they heard about it, right? So it's like you're also bothered by this question, yeah? So it says Marsha, Umayti Reb Lezman Shimon, Raila Devarav, Shahau Nigashim, right? Kolkach Lamala, and Elizabeth Mishimon brings a proof that yes, it must have gone up really, really high, yeah. And the lashon of going up, as he's saying, is in Nigdashim, yeah, because it says by he kishmoa, right? And then he says v'chuli vayamas levavam. That's the important words. Vayamas levavam. Their hearts melted, right? Says the Marasha, devadai mitocha shmua ba'alma. If they just simply heard this, you know, oh, we heard that, you know, that this crazy miracle happened at the Yarden for the Jews, yeah? They would have been, okay, you know, okay, we heard,
believe it. Yeah,
we heard some kind of miracle, yeah? Right? He loves Sharoa Nesa Gadol. So it must have been, yeah, right, that they saw something crazy, yeah? They said, wow, what's that in the sky, yeah? Like, this crazy thing. And then they heard, oh, you know, actually, I tell you what that was. That was like this miracle that happened to the Jews. And then, you know, because they actually saw this crazy thing in the air, right? So when they heard that a miracle happened to the Jews, so they actually believed, and they were like, whoa, yeah? And their hearts melted, yeah? Because of that, yeah? So therefore, because they saw it, right? Heminu b'shmu azu asher hovish, that they believed this whole thing, that the Jordan dried up, because they saw this huge, crazy pillar of thing in the air. So that's, anyway, that's the answer, Masha.
Very nice.
So they didn't see the whole thing, but they one thing
that makes sense. It makes sense, actually.
And they heard the miracle, heard about the miracle, and because they saw that, then they put it together and their hearts melted.
Beautiful.
Very good. Number four is so straightforward.
You don't like it so much, yeah?
When the Bnei Israel, their camp was 12 mil, that was length and width.
Yeah.
So it was a square.
Yeah.
So that means their width crossing is a thing. Unless you're saying they cross single file.
No. I didn't know. If you look at my drawing, what I realized was, if you look at number two, right, what happened is, that once it cut off, the rest of it flowed down. So there was huge amounts. I also thought the same way as you, but I realized, if you look at number two, the rest of it carried on flowing. So it was basically the rest of the whole Yarden was dry. Yeah?
It eventually dried up because the water flowed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I'm saying, but the water that flowed out, right, I imagine it would have, it, you know, it would have opened up pretty quickly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, from where it broke, at the same time it was going back 12 mil, right. The rest of the waters flowed down, and basically the Jews were able to, they had 12 mil to cross,
At
from the point it cut. If you see what I mean, from that point of from number two, the kind of thing opened up downstream.
Right.
So 12 mil, they didn't need to, it had the 12 mil that the waters that would come to get back to the original place, they weren't using that space to cross, they were using further downstream to cross.
Right.
No? Does that answer that? What are you saying?
It's still true, because water is still flowing from the other end.
Mm.
So this part went back, where is this water going? We still have to, it has to be going up somewhere.
Which water's going up?
Water from upstream is still coming.
Yeah, you're saying, well, what happens to it?
Are you saying, not saying the whole river is suddenly
going backwards? No. According to this, like, I suppose miraculously, it was like kind of frozen while it went back 12 mil.
If it was frozen, it didn't have to go back, doesn't it?
Yeah, but according to this, it was frozen. It was like a miracle. It was frozen until it went back 12 mil, then bang, and then it was like let go. And it,
there's some mix of things here.
Right.
I suppose, like, I was thinking maybe when it says achrayim, maybe it literally kind of, maybe it wasn't frozen, maybe actually like somehow like turned around and flew backwards, flowed upstream.
If you're saying it flowed upstream, 12 mil,
yeah.
Then that's something you flowed upstream.
I know, that's also another miracle.
The whole,
yeah, but I mean, I don't know whether it's flowing upstream is any more of a miracle than flowing directly up. I don't know. But at least it fits with, I'm saying the lashon we have is it went achareihem, and the yisov la'achor, right? It's like, and according to Rashi, there's nothing of that there, no?
And there's a conflict here between, was it an S or was it the natural
occurrence?
And
right.
We're kind of mixing it.
Matching a bit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I mean, it does say that the using the same Loshonos in the Yamsuf, with the Yamsuf as well, doesn't it? As the Yard did.
If you look at and look at the Yamsuf and see, blow your mind. Look at the Netziv.
Okay.
Blow your mind. Uh-huh. He gives a scientific explanation.
All right. Well,
wow.
Okay. We've got a lot of homework.
This drawing kind of creates.